It's always the same desolate scenes. Ghost towns, destroyed, soulless. This is the cost Ukraine is paying to regain control of land that was occupied by Russia. We are in Vysokopilia, in the north of Kherson region. The look on the faces of those who stayed tell the story. Here, there is no sign of referendum. But the Russians are just 5 kilometers away, and people there vote to decide if Kherson should join the Russian Federation. The referendum is a sham, according to the Kherson administration, now in exile.
We are getting information from local people there. You should understand, it's not a referendum, it's a movie. Everything is done for the cameras. There was no preparation according to the law. They are coming to people's houses with weapons and forcing them. They catch them on the street.
Zhanna voted with her feet by escaping to the Ukrainian side. She won't show her face because some of her relatives are still in the Russian-held part of Kherson. She's worried about what could happen in the days to come. It's very difficult for us to speak to people who are living in areas under Russian occupation. And from here, it is impossible to reach those areas. So we asked Andrei if he could call his mother, who is still in Kherson, and tell us what is happening there. About 200,000 people have been displaced by the war since it started 7 months ago. Andrei is one of them.
My father died 3 years ago, but when soldiers came to visit my mum, they were looking for her and my dad to vote. There were some people who voted for Russia, but not in big numbers.
Many others have fled regions where the referendum has taken place over the past 5 days. Mariana had stayed in Russian-controlled part of Zaporizhia for 7 months. She says being forced to vote was the last straw. But for her sister Vasilena, this is a bittersweet moment.
It angers me. All your life you grow up with people, you work with them, you live next to them, and then all of a sudden they embrace the colours of Russia, and they are happy and smiling that they are part of Russia.
And while the international community has declared the referendum illegal, Ukrainians fear that the vote will mean even more war and more devastation before they regain control of their country. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, in southern Ukraine.